Vocal range. Does anybody even care about that anymore, right? I don't know. You know, since grunge, is it even a thing? Well, it doesn't matter because that's what we're talking about tonight. The rocks and metal singers with the biggest, widest, most insane vocal ranges today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, but, you know, my friends, they just call me Ludini. And I think that, I don't know, Lily, but I think that's probably all right.
I like it.
You like a little Ludini in you?
I do.
Okay, cool. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Please check back often for tons of really cool podcasts, all kind of fun stuff's going on. More variety of shows will be showing up as we go along here. I've been listening to you guys telling me what it is you want me to do, so stick around. There's some very cool things. We're going to start to do gear reviews and more You Need to Hear This Band and things like that, so some songwriting stuff. If you want to hang out with me and keep up with everything, just go to LouLombardiRocks.com. I'll give you access to my closed Facebook group. It's a awesome community of really cool people that are passionate about great guitar-driven rock, hard rock, heavy metal, rock and roll, old junk, cool funk. It doesn't matter. We are there playing the good guitar-driven rock. LouLombardiRocks.com. Shout out to our affiliates tonight as well. Rock Rage Radio. Woo! And Classic 92.3. So thank those guys for keeping us on the air, so to speak. And our sponsor, Wolf's Customs. You want to go to wolfscustoms.com, talk to Chris Thunderwolf Dotson about getting some awesome custom paintwork done on your musical instrument. I said instrument.
I was going to say which instrument.
So that's wolfcustoms.com. Chris is a great guy, longtime supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and just a good friend. So is he watching yet?
He might be on yours, because I don't see him on this one.
I know.
But I shared it, you shared it.
I started sharing it on my own page, too.
He'll figure it out. He knows.
So, yeah, so if we don't see everybody's comments, make sure if you want to comment and you want to join in tonight, make sure you find us on the Rock Rage Radio Live Facebook page, because that's the one we're able to
monitor.
We're
only monitoring one at a time.
Yeah, we can only one at a time, or it's like too crazy. Anyways, speaking of one at a time, we have Lily V6.
What's up?
In the house with us today. So, Lily, what is new? I know that you saw some great shows this week.
I did. I'm going to tell
you. So before we get into tonight's topic, which is these guys and gals with the giant vocal ranges, what is vocal range and why it's important and why you should care about it, Lily's going to catch us up to speed because she's done some very cool stuff. So what do you got going on?
I decided to do a doubleheader of music on Saturday at the Rex. Well, first of all, Saturday was a metal night in Pittsburgh. We had Iron Maiden, Lita Ford, and Jack Russell's Great White, but what I went to see was Zach Sabbath's matinee show with Zach Wild, of course, on lead guitar as well, as usual, and that was at the Rex Theater. Awesome show. Ended at 6:15, right on the dot, so everybody could get to their other metal shows, and then I hightailed it out to what I'm calling it Star Lake. I know it's KeyBank Pavilion, whatever, to see Alice in Chains and Korn, which was equally awesome. It's the only time I've ever gotten to see Alice in Chains. Of course, it's not Lane, but that's okay. Sounded great, and Korn I've seen before, and that place was packed too, and I saw stuff of the Iron Maiden show online, looked amazing as well, I'm sure it was. I've seen them, didn't have to see them this time, so good to go on that. But that was a total metal night in Pittsburgh, plus we had the football and baseball games going on, so it was, Pittsburgh was packed.
A lot to do, it was a happening city.
Sure was.
Lita Ford and what was that all
Jack about? Russell's Great White, we were out in Butler.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the name of that venue out there?
I never can remember what it is.
Well,
it's not Hot Shots, because that's the other one out there. I cannot think of the name of it.
We might have to.
So if anyone knows,
we'll look that up or something during a song. But so Lily, thanks for your sort of roving rock and roll report there. We do appreciate that. Okay, guys, let's get into a little bit of music. We always like to do this where, you know, we play tons of great rock and roll for you guys. And we got some bands that we haven't ever played before. And this is one of them. This is a band called Night's Edge. Be One of Us on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. One of us. Okay, sure. I'll happily be one of yins. Well, you can tell now what city we're from.
Yeah, I don't talk like that.
We'll be one of yins. Night's Edge, everybody. They'll give you the website for those guys. Night'sEdgeBand.com. And you know how I discovered them? Another podcast.
Magic.
Another podcast. This is the magic of podcasting. Bill Damiano featured them. And I follow Bill, and he put them up, and I'm like, I'm looking for bands to play tonight. And so I decided, let's play these guys. So that's the power of podcasting. It's funny when I tell people I have a podcast. A lot of people are like, well, a lot of people still don't know what a podcast is.
I know. It's funny. I have to explain it myself.
It's, yeah. But in any case, so very cool band. Night's Edge. Night's Edge Band. Check them out. Night'sEdgeBand.com. Check them out. Okay. So artists, singers with the, like, the most insane vocal ranges. Last week was most insane stage accidents. You know, maybe we're going to call this one, we call our maybe we should do like a season
of outrageous.
Like do outrageous, you know, outrageous or insane.
Insane things.
But in any case, so we're talking about vocal ranges. Let me give you guys, before Lily gets into giving us a few here. First of all, let's talk about what is vocal range. And vocal range is generally calculated using the piano keyboard. And middle C is the C note right in the middle of the keyboard. And there are four C's before and I believe four C's after. And C4 is middle C. So, for instance, you could have a vocal range between, C2 and C6. Okay, so that's how it's calculated. And the C to C is an octave of music. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Of course, the human voice is not a machine, so it isn't always exactly C to C. Okay, so sometimes it's not, you know, exact. Yeah, sometimes it's like F, you know, 2 to, you know, A, 3 or something like that. It's just, that's just the number. So don't get hung up on that. But that's how vocal range is sort of calculated. And that's what vocal range is. It's the sort of the range of pitches any one voice can hit. Yes, it can be expanded a little bit depending on the type of singing you do, the type of coaching you have. It absolutely can be expanded. And you can lose vocal range. This is why when you go see certain vocalists who had these like amazing ranges, you may be in the 70s and 80s nowadays, you know, you go see them, they can't quite do what they used to do.
It's called age.
partial age, but it's also how well you took care of your instrument. And the guys that took very, very good care of what they had will continue on for a very, very, very long time. I met with Tony Harnell, who I believe I would put on my list as well. I think he has a 5 or 6 octave vocal range. He was a vocalist for TNT and the replacement for Skid Row vocalist Sebastian Bach. And he and I were talking about this, and he's like, Lou, he says, if you take good care, it's like anything else on your body, you take the better care you take care of it, that you take of it, the longer you have it, the better it works for you for a longer period of time. So yes, a lot of these guys sound great. Glenn Hughes is a really good example. I always bring him up. He's a guy in his 70s. When you hear him sing, if you didn't know who he was or what he looked like, you would think this was a guy, you know, in his 30s. It's, you know, it's amazing. But he's a guy who didn't abuse it the way that some rock stars did. And I think also with rock singing, a lot of, you know, there's a funny interview with the Beatles on like their first big hits, Hard Day's Night and those type of things. They were asked, you know, well, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? And I think Ringo says something like he wanted to open a men's haberdashery or something like that.
Of course,
like,
he would say that.
Because he was like, you know, we're not going to be playing music. You know, this is like just a pop thing. You know, we're having fun doing it. Nobody thought that there would be bands that lasted 10 years, let alone 20, 30, 40, 50,
50 in some cases.
The Rolling Stones, bands like that. You know, we need to start thinking about what kind of world we're going to be leaving for Keith Richards. So
he was here before us.
So
we'll be here
this
after
has
us.
Become a topic in music amongst musicians about taking care. And I think this is one of the reasons why we do see a little less partying not in the same way that we saw in the 70s and 80s, because bands are like, oh shit, I might have to do
this. Might be my life.
I might be doing this, like, you know, until I die. You know, I think people have decided to rein that. You don't hear about as many musicians driving cars into swimming pools and things like that. That's reserved for more for
throwing,
like,
themselves off buildings.
Yeah, more for like reality show stars. You know, they're doing that sort of thing. But in any case, so that's the sort of history behind Vocal Range, and a little bit about why it's really important. And there were artists who sounded great till the day they passed away, like Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, is that right? Am I saying it correctly? Chester Bennington, you know, sound absolutely fantastic. You know, these are guys that they kind of knew when to say when in terms of the partying and stuff, so they could continue doing what they did. So that's a little bit behind that. So let's talk about get our list together here, and we'll come back throughout the program and talk about some of the ones that you guys pick. So Lily, what do you have first?
I have a lot of typicals. My list is very predictable, but I do want to say right now, so we'll have to go to this. 100 million people are commenting right now on who their picks are.
100 million?
100 million.
Nah.
I mean, I might be exaggerating. However, this is the most, like, I think 12. We've gotten, like, as far as picks on the actual live thing. However, anyway, I'm going to start off with Ronnie James Dio. And I actually found what octaves they were at. He has 5-octave range. American heavy metal singer, songwriter, and composer. He fronted and founded numerous groups throughout his career, including Elf, Rainbow, Black Sabbath, Dio, and Heaven and Hell. He had a powerful and versatile vocal range, and was capable of singing both hard rock and lighter ballads. He didn't often go into the vocal stratosphere, but when he did, the results were very thrilling. For example, Rainbow's Kill the King would be a good example of his vocal range.
He has a kind of... he has a sort of like gravelly, husky kind of edge to his voice. Mm-hmm. And when you hear him, it's a little deceptive. You may not realize how high he actually is singing. But I can tell you, as a singer myself, when I sing Ronnie's stuff, I am singing in a more of a falsetto and head voice to hit those notes. I can't bring that chest up there just yet. And that's what Ronnie was able to do. When you hear these guys like Ronnie James Dio, some of these guys that can sing, they're way up there, but it still sounds really full. David Coverdale was very good at this in his heyday. Well, I'm not sure where he is right now. I understand they tuned down a little bit.
Yeah,
now.
He can't hit that anymore. Yeah. I recently saw that.
But that is the ability to... What that means is it's where sound resonates. So you will get, because the chest is a bigger area, the cavities are bigger, you will get a fuller, more powerful sound if you can get the chest resonating. If you can sing high and get that chest resonating, you are going to bring in that Ronnie James Dio high, but very, very powerful. There's a lot of guys like Mark Slaughter who can sing very, very high, but he doesn't have that big kind of powerful thing going on at that upper range. He sounds good. He nails the pitches. He gets a good tone for what he does. Barry Gibb, a lot of those guys, like, I can really get up there, but they're resonating more up here in the head and not resonating in the chest. So getting that, being able to resonate that chest even in the higher areas is a skill that you really have to. Singing is done by understanding how it feels in your body, and you need a really, really good coach for the most part to help you do a lot of these techniques. It's very rare that people just know how to do it naturally. Most of the guys that you hear that are really good, still sound really good, are working with a vocal coach, possibly daily.
Wow.
You know, I mean, coaching is very important. Just to use a sports analogy, Tiger Woods, considered the greatest golfer in the history of golf, works with a coach every day. So just a little tidbit there. So go ahead. What else?
Magical.
So we got Ronnie James Dio. What else you got?
I have also Freddie Mercury, British singer, songwriter. Oh, he's 4 octaves. Record producer and lead vocalist of the rock band Queen, regarded as one of the greatest lead singers in history of rock music. He was known for his flamboyant stage persona and 4-octave vocal range. His speaking voice naturally fell into a baritone range, but he delivered most of his songs in a tenor range. He's known for vocal range extended from bass to soprano, but he could belt up to a tenor high F. I'm not sure what that means, but you did sort of explain it. His voice was once described escalating within a few bars from deep throaty rock growl to tender vibrant tenor, then to a high-pitched perfect coloratura. Is that how you say that?
I believe so.
Pure and crystalline in the upper reaches. The difference between Freddie and almost all other rock stars was that he was selling the voice. He had the ability to jump from one end to the other effortlessly without having a strain on his voice. And it is mentioned in the movie and articles that I have read recently that his four extra incisors in his mouth allowed him to have this extensive vocal range due to more space in his mouth.
Space in the mouth is another aspect of singing. Most guys that have really great voices are opening that mouth really, really wide. And a lot of them have very big mouths. It's a criticism that my vocal coach is always on me about. Open your mouth, Lou. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. So having something like that, like a couple of extra incisors that actually physically force the mouth to be wider, could for a vocalist could definitely
help
be an asset, combined also with the natural ability and interest and passion for singing. So it's not just that. It's not like we could go put like extra teeth in everybody's mouths and they would have amazing voices. There's a little bit
but
more.
But it doesn't hurt.
There's a little bit more to that. That's like one. That's like one piece of the puzzle. So we got Freddie. We got Ronnie James Dio at 5 octaves. We got Freddie Mercury at 4. Who do you got next?
I have Rob Halford next. And I'm explaining who these are for maybe someone who doesn't know. I know you all know who these people are. But English singer and songwriter. He's best known for the lead vocalist for the Grammy Award-winning heavy metal band Judas Priest, famous for his powerful, wide-ranging voice and his trademark leather and studs image, both of which became iconic in heavy metal. He's one of the vocalists in history of heavy metal whose singing style has been influential and instantly recognizable, and he's able to effortlessly alternate between a throaty growl and an ear-splitting falsetto. He possesses a powerful voice with a wide vocal range, which is marked by his high-pitched screams and strong vibrato. However, with his age, his lower range has matured and actually become more powerful. So,
the voice changes. Yeah, go ahead.
Along with Dio and Dickinson.
Do you have an octave on
him? Oh, I do. It's a 4. Along with Dio and Dickinson, Halford is one of the pioneers of the pseudo-operatic vocal style later to be adopted by power metal vocalists. Examples like the song The Ripper raise the bar for all heavy metal singers that came in his wake. I mean, we all know how good Rob can sing.
Yeah, amazing. And does that very amazing high pitch, he can sing really low and throaty and powerful, but he can.
Then he can get up there to squeal.
I remember when I first started listening to Judas Priest's music, I thought they had two different singers.
Really?
Because he was
doing the range.
Because that'd be like, they did songs like Heads Are Gonna Roll and stuff, which are, kind of in that lower thing. And then, they would do Screaming for Vengeance in those songs that were like way, I would be like, well, who sings those songs? I didn't realize when, I was a kid,
I started
listening to music. I didn't know. So when I discovered that it was the same guy, I was wildly impressed. Okay. So we got Ronnie, Freddie, and Rob. Who else you got?
I got King Diamond next, and he's at 6 octaves. Danish musician. He's the lead vocalist for Mercyful Fate and King Diamond, of course. As a vocalist, he is known for being one of the metal's most enigmatic with his extensive vocal range, in particular his usage of falsetto, which I do love to imitate, even though we will never hear that. I will never be drunk enough. He came out of the gate swinging on songs like A Corpse Without a Soul off of Fate's first EP. So he's got one of the higher ones at 6.
Amazing. We're going to come back and talk about some more. We're going to talk about some of what the audience is talking about as well. This is Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone by Lou Lombardi.
I know that guy.
On the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is somebody I don't know if you guys ever heard of before, but there's an artist that, you know, sent his music in and asked if we'd play it. That's a guy named Lou Lombardi. I don't know anything about him.
We're just throwing him a bone.
Just you know, some some loser with a bald head and a beard, you know. But the band is coming together. Me and Jared and Drew. We have an awesome drummer. This guy is he's a monster. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what we're going to be able to do here. We're going to probably be ready to play out in a month or so. We'll kind of have it together. We don't know what we're going to call ourselves. And we brought Drew in on drums, and he's pushing us so far so fast that we're like, whoa, we got to figure out what the hell we're going to do.
The question marks.
Yeah, so we want to get a name, and we want to put on a really good show. One of the things I've always tried to do with the bands I've had is to really bring something really special, even if we're playing at a small club, really do something really fun and to really get people into it. So,
well, Lily Six can go live on Rock Radio.
Yes, we can do all kind of fun stuff. So I was just giving you guys a little preview. We're talking about the vocalists in rock and metal with the most insane vocal ranges. So far, the guys we've covered have been, of course, the incomparable, in a class all by himself, Ronnie James Dio. We could say the same. We got Freddie Mercury, Rob Halford, and, of course, the unbelievable King Diamond. So before we go, let's talk a little bit. Let's get some shout-outs, because we know we got people chiming in on, because we're live right now. If you don't know about us going live, you need to kind of get in on our world. So the thing I would tell you to do, because we always announce this in my closed Facebook group, go to LouLombardiRocks.com. Also, make sure that you are following Rock Rage Radio live on Facebook. They have tons of great content if you love rock. And we're not the only people on. There's the other jocks are chiming in live and doing stuff all during the week. They give us Tuesday nights. So we're live around 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights Eastern Time on Rock Rage Radio live. And it's a good time, as you're about to find out, Lily.
All right. So we have Jamie Lynn Fain watching, Jerry Colburn, John Harland, Eric Trujillo, Tom Roney, Miguel Rivero, Bill Damiano, Robert Van Scoter, Rise of the Loser Music Festival, Justin Bishop, Sounding Good from Pittsburgh, Miguel Rivero, I can hear you also. Dennis Gatto, Rick Bierbauer, Stephen Fetter, Chris Thunderwolf is on now.
Yeah, Chris, we love you!
Steven Fetter. I actually have his band Under Darkest Skies on my show. Bjorn Stritt of Soilwork has one of the most amazing ranges. That was his contribution. Alice in Chains from Justin Bishop. Lynn Sassway is watching. She's one of my super fans, actually. She's a big super fan of Inside Out Band. They're fun to watch. Steven Fetter also said Christian Alvestam, formerly of Scar Symmetry, current Solution Caliber 45, is amazing as well. Jared Grease is watching. Steven Fetter once again said Riley McShane of Allegaean. I'm probably saying that really wrong. Sorry. Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage. Christina Scabia of Lacuna Coil has a great vocal range from Jared Grease. Steven Fetter again. Dax Riggs is an amazing vocalist. Derek Bobman. Tatiana from Ginger is my new personal favorite. Now, I hear that Ginger is amazing. I guess they're coming to Craft House, although it's a sold out show.
So I guess
I will be missing that.
In the earlier incarnations of the podcast, we did play Ginger. We haven't played them in a while. We may resurrect them. But yeah. Great point.
Dave Hartzell is watching from New Jersey.
New Jersey!
Mikey William Regolo is watching. Bradley Scott is watching. Steven Fetter, again, don't care what anyone says. Jonathan Davis of Korn is a phenomenal vocalist as well. Joshua Manico, Sebastian Bach. Steven Fetter again with Michael Ackerfeld. Miguel Rivero. Personally, I think Corey Taylor is a great singer.
Oh, yeah. He can do a lot and cover a lot of territory. He can cover a lot of stylistic territory. Go look at some of his he's like acoustic stuff that he does. You can find it all over YouTube. He'll do Chris Isaac and Prince, and then he'll do like metal. I mean, it's insane what he can do. It's an amazing voice.
Steven Fetter again, but overall best vocal range is Bjorn Stritt and Christian Alvestam from low to mid to end. High-end death metal, harsh vocals to perfect cleans all over the vocal spectrum. And Todd Latour, current Queensrÿche singer, is absolutely amazing. Devin Townsend, got to have crazy range as well, from Derek Bauman. Chris Blevins is watching. Steven Fetter said Bruce Dickinson. Don't think he ain't on my list, buddy. Chris Thunderwolf Dawson said hello. Raven is here as well.
Raven!
Steven Fetter, once again, he's chiming in all over the place. Lane Staley, rest in peace. The first two Life of Agony albums from Keith Caputo, Chris Cornell from Gary Wayne Cunningham, Steven Fetter said Peter Steele, rest in peace. Our buddy John Joseph Coons, leader of the Rock Rage family, is watching as well. And we had a share from Jerry. I don't know who Jerry is. Just says Jerry.
Jerry, thank you. Oh, yeah, if you haven't shared, please share the podcast. Whatever you're listening, even if you're listening in the replay, you're listening to on Rock Rage Radio, you're listening to, because we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes.
And James Gentry just chimed in too. Sorry.
Please hit that share button because it helps us promote the bands that we're playing here as well. And it's a fun podcast, don't you think, Lily?
I think it's fun. I love coming here every week.
Yeah, we have a good time. And we love the audience as well.
Steve Fetter, thank you for chiming in on all those picks.
We appreciate that. Before we get back to our list real quick, we ran a post a couple days ago on Facebook. Greg Holtz, Jason Sepienza, Joe Wood, Dan Stockman, Mike Moscato, Fran Cratcher, Sean
Donahue,
Dino Ray. Dino and I were in the guitar department at IUP together, and it was so funny. Dude, you sent me a friend request, and I swear to God, like 2-3 days before, I was talking to a buddy of mine. I'm going like, I would love to know what happened to some of these guys in that guitar department, because there were some really good players, and Dino is an amazing guitarist. And thank you, buddy, for chiming in. Greg Wolbach, David Ray, John Fox, we love you, John. Ron Poole, Darren Azzalone, Jason Lowe, Chuck Custa Border, Ed Roman, we love Ed. Ed's a great too. Ed, I recommended you to another podcast. I'll hook you guys up later. Rob Mercilli, Bobby LeMond. Haven't seen you in a while, Bob. We gotta hang out at a show or something, brother. Satyajit Samant chimed in. Jonathan Noro, Kip Lieber, Michael Thomas Madsen, Mark Edwin Cole, Scotty's a great singer. Scott's a great vocalist in his own right. Keith the Hawk Hawkins, Tom Johnson, Kevin Foster Walicki, Ed McMillan, Daniel Aragon. Daniel Aragon twice. Lenny
Lorio.
Sorry, thank you, Lily. Bill Ally, who's a great musician as well. Mike Abaddon.
Falus.
Alec Wolf, John Ferris, Donald Glenn Denning, John Richie Brower, Ford Thurston. James Zuko, Woo Woo Band Pittsburgh.
Oh, I love them. They're awesome.
Jerry Romeo's. Jerry's a great musician in his own right. Sith Legrand. Dakota
Horbacek.
Carrie Jacks K. I can't speak tonight. Mark Stone, Adam Steffley, Jason Baronetti. Sorry, brother. James Curley. All you guys. I slaughtered some of your names, but we love you. And thank you guys for chiming in. There were a few that... there's a lot of repeats here. And we're going to cover a lot of the ones that you guys mentioned. Like, well, I believe you're going to talk about Sebastian.
I'm not, actually.
You're not. But Sebastian Bach is on the list. And I'm glad somebody... Were you going to talk about Devin Townsend?
No.
Okay. And several people... I was waiting for people to mention Devin Townsend. Billy Mank is in as well. Please share the podcast if you're watching. But Devin Townsend... If you guys do not know the album The Sex and Religion by Steve Vai, go check it out. It's the only Steve Vai solo album that he worked with a singer. It's absolutely... insane. And Devin is an amazing singer, from high range, low range, growly, screamy stuff to like very pretty type stuff. So yeah, anyways, I wanted to throw that out there. Okay, everybody, back to our regular scheduled program. Lily V6, sorry.
This was a very popular topic.
Yes. Sorry. We're trying to get everything. I'm trying not to run too long, and we're trying to give shout outs to everybody because we love you guys. Go ahead.
Okay, so my next one is actually Robert Plant. He's at the lowest at 3 octaves. English singer, songwriter, and musician, best known for the lead singer and lyricist of rock band Led Zeppelin, If You Were Hiding Under a Rock. He possesses a powerful and wide vocal range, evident in his high-pitched vocals. This has given him a successful singing career spanning over 50 years. In Rolling Stone, he is ranked at number 15 on the list of the 100 best singers of all time, even though we don't really care what Rolling Stone says. That's legit. Exaggerating the vocal style and expressing palette of blues singers such as Howlin' Wolf, I spelled that wrong. Wow, I said Wold. And Muddy Waters. Plant created the sound that he defined: much hard rock and heavy metal singing, a high range and an abundance of distortion, low volume and emotional excess. It is stated that he sang the blues like a true banshee, like the classic Immigrant Song.
Yeah, I think he's more like 3.5.
3.5? Okay.
I think he's more like three and a half. 3.5 octaves, depending on where your range is actually the standard. 3 to 3.5 octaves is what everybody comes with.
Okay.
For the most part. And what's so interesting about singing is so many people say, oh, I don't sing. I can't sing. But singing is one of the most natural things that the human body does. Now, you may not like the sound of your voice.
Nope.
And you may not feel that you sing well.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean you don't sing. It's a very natural. This is why kids are taught to sing little nursery rhymes and things like that at a very, very young age. We are born, guys, with music. It comes with the programming, with the hardware and the software. I don't know why. Whatever your philosophy is, God, Mother Nature, evolution, however you want to look at it, for some reason, whatever got this whole thing rolling, saw it fit to give human beings the ability to sing. Apparently it's very, very important to us. So we can still be amazed by great singing, and that's what we're doing today. So Robert Plant, who else you got?
Axl Rose is on my list as well.
I want to talk about Axl. Go ahead.
Okay, American singer, songwriter, record producer, and musician, lead vocalist of the hard rock band Guns N' Roses. He has also toured with Australian rock band AC/DC in 2016.
6 octaves.
He's a 5.
No, I think
that's
he's
what
like
I,
6.
That's what I read.
He has a higher voice than Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean he has. I mean what he can. I think it might be 5.5. I mean, he's got it's insane.
I don't know
what he can do now.
That's
what
I looked
up. what he can what he can do now is not the same as what.
Well, legit.
Is what he,
I mean, he didn't really take
could
care of
do
himself.
In his heyday. He did not, no, did not take care of himself and stuff. But yeah, he is actually one of the absolute like biggest ranges of probably of just about everybody on the list. But go ahead.
Rose has been named one of the greatest singers of all time by various media outlets. He is credited with one of the greatest vocal ranges in rock and is no stranger to the high notes, as we hear in the choruses to "Sweet Child of Mine." And my favorite is next. So we all should know who that is by now, after almost 2 years on the podcast.
Yeah, this is from the website, becomesingers.com, and there's an article on Axl Rose. I know there's a critter flying around. Axl Rose is a very wide vocal range of 6 octaves from F1, which is the F just above low C, and he can get B flat 6. So that is a giant freaking range. Yeah. And I believe some of the articles I read say that his octave range is actually bigger than Mariah Carey's. Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston were really like, oh, no, we're so not worthy. Like when those ladies came out, Christina Aguilera as well, as like having these amazing ranges. But the gentleman can sing as well, and we're talking about many here, like King Diamond and Ronnie James Dio as well. So who's next on your list? You said the guy you couldn't wait to talk about. Go
Bruce
ahead.
Dickinson.
Bruce! Oh, Brucey!
English singer, songwriter, musician, airline pilot, entrepreneur, author, and broadcaster. He is known for his work as the lead singer of heavy metal band Iron Maiden, who was just in Pittsburgh this past Saturday and killed it from what I heard. I didn't miss it. I don't care. He's renowned for his wide-ranging operatic style. He possesses a wide vocal range that is trademarked by his quasi-operatic tenor. He is one of the pioneers of the operatic vocal style, later to be adopted by power metal vocalists, and regularly appears near the top in list of the greatest rock vocalists of all time. He says his style was influenced by Arthur Brown, Hawkwind, the Alan Parsons Project, Peter Hamill, Ian Anderson, Ian Gillan. His voice has lowered with age, of course, as it happens, but he has an estimated vocal range of 4.25 octaves. His voice led to the nickname the Air Raid Siren.
Yeah, that guy is
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one thing. I mean, God. It's one thing to say you have a giant vocal range, but what do you do with it?
Right.
Like, how, you know, can you hit all that in a meaningful way? Can you make music with that? You know, it's like the guitar players. We could even do a show, and we don't have to do a show, but we could do a show on like the fastest guitarists.
Oh, that could be fun, though. I do like guitars.
You know, and you know, Michelangelo Baddio has been like the guy for, you know, the past 30 years as the guy with the 200 mile an hour technique. That's all great, but the key is what do you do with that?
What can you do with that magic?
You know, how can you move people? And I think Bruce has proven that, like, yes, we have the chops, but not only do I have the chops, I can do something very beautiful and very powerful and very meaningful with it. And that is really the most important aspect.
He's
of
amazing.
It. Yeah. And how many? What did we
estimated
say?
4.25. Estimated. I think it's higher than that, but I don't know. What do I know about it? Nothing.
So you better know something. You're on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, girl. So what, you got anybody else next? What do you got?
I got David Lee Roth from Van Halen, 5 octaves, American rock vocalist, musician, songwriter, actor, author, and former radio personality. As I just said, Van Halen. He's also a successful solo artist. He has some freakish vocal chops that can be heard mostly in the 1978 Van Halen debut album. I don't know if he can hit those now, can he? I haven't heard him in a while, though. I haven't heard him in like 10 years, so I don't know.
Well, here's the thing with here's the thing. God, I don't know where to even start here. I think this is an example of somebody who can scream and hoot and holler pretty high, but he was very famously hard to record, and Ted Templeman had a very difficult time getting a vocal take out of him because, yes, he could get...
We've talked about that.
He could hit really high stuff and everything like that, but he had a hard time hitting pitches, as evident on the last live Van Halen album, the Live in Japan or whatever that they released a few years ago. And kudos to Van Halen on one hand for the fact is they could have gone back in the studio and like cleaned all that up, but they didn't. They just like here it is. This is a record of what it sounded at that show. So I think that entry, in my opinion, is a little bit controversial. I would definitely would not, just because he's so hit or miss as a vocalist live, that I would have a hard time putting him on the list. But Lily is in charge.
I am in charge.
So you got anybody else?
I have two more.
Okay, good. Let's give us two more.
Someone mentioned this earlier, Corey Taylor, American musician, singer, songwriter. He's at Five Octaves, actor and author, best known as the lead vocalist of the bands Slipknot and Stone Sour. His vocal style was characterized by ex-drummer Joey Jordison as good melodic singing. His vocal style contains melodic growling, screaming, shouting, and rapping. He was in Hit Parader's Top Metal 100 Vocalists of All Time at number 86. And I'm not sure what this means. You sort of explained it. He has a vocal range of F1 to G5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense to you more than it makes sense
F
to me.
Above the low C.
Okay.
And to what? To G?
G5.
Okay. Yeah. So that's about like 4.5 to 5 octaves, just about. That's a pretty big range. He's one of those guys, again, can not only cover a lot of, sing all those notes, he can cover stylistically, he can do a lot of different things and sound good. That's another thing. I could cover this, I could cover that, but do you sound good doing that? And he just got the vocal mojo, man. He's just one of those.
A lot of people want to hate on him, but
I would bring him. I would make him like a modern day Steve Perry or modern day Mickey Thomas, or one of those just like classic vocalists that sort of defined that type of, ability to cover a lot of vocal territory. I would definitely, I'd put him up there with Robert Plant, and he just has an amazing voice, and he can sound good doing. Like I said, there's some great acoustic shows of his that you can find on YouTube. It's like him and like two guitars, and they're just doing like 80s covers and stuff. And it's like, holy crap! Like he sounds. I mean, you should hear him sing "Purple Rain."
Yeah,
it'll give you chills. It's unbelievable.
Every time I do these researches, I do like to watch the videos, and it's just so I can have a feel what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Was that it or was there something?
I have one more.
Okay.
This is the one that sort of surprised me, and I know he's a great vocalist, but I didn't realize how wide his range was Mike Patton. It's actually just over 6 octaves. American musician, singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, multi-instrumentalist, and film composer, best known as the lead vocalist of alternative metal band Faith No More. Also the founder and lead singer of Mr. Bungle, which was an American or experimental rock band in North California. He earned critical praise for his diverse array of vocal techniques. VVN Music found Patton possesses the widest vocal range of any known singer in popular music, with a range of 6 octaves. He touches on crooning, falsetto, screaming, opera, death growls, rapping, beatboxing, and scatting. This is found on more than one article that he is the most versatile singer, right above Axl Rose. The other bands he has worked with was Tomahawk, Phantomus, Dead Cross, Love Edge, The Dillinger Escape Plan, and Peeping Tom. I did not realize that.
No, I did not realize it. And somebody on our Facebook post mentioned Mike Patton.
Were several articles about him talking about how he's just outdone Axl on
Who's Brandon Boyd?
I don't know who Brandon
Boyd
is.
Keith mentioned Brandon Boyd. Oh, somebody mentioned Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to run.
I saw it, but I didn't see who said it. Vince Neil.
Yeah. What about Jeff Tate?
Jeff Tate almost made my list. I forget what octaves he was at, but I couldn't put him on there because I just don't think he had quite the impressive range as the other guys on my list. And we could have bumped Roth for him, but I wanted to put Roth.
I think a couple of people that we sort of deserve honorable mention would be Steve Perry, as well as Mickey Thomas from Starship. Both guys that really, and Lou Graham.
I didn't even think
from Foreigner, just absolute personal heroes of mine.
Mike Patton, Dan Stockman said Mike Patton.
Dan Stockman chimed with Mike Patton. Great voice. Sebastian Bach as well. We didn't really have him on our list, but
they would definitely have made my list had I did more than 10, but I usually like to keep it around 10.
We're keeping it around 10. There's somebody else that I discovered here, and this is a little bit of a wild card, but this guy does have a pretty big range and can cover a lot of things, and that is Roger Waters.
And you don't often think of him as that. Yeah, he would have made it probably a top 15 list.
Yeah, he can. Me. Yeah, he has cover a lot of stuff vocally as well. So just remember, guys, while Robert Plant's Roger Waters. let's play something else and we'll come back and we'll say goodnight to all the lovely people out there. It was a good show, but we're going to play another band. I believe we have Reign of Z. Yes. Yes, Reign of Z. Of Z Dysmorphia. You have to say it just like that, Lily. Too.
I can't do that. I can't do what she does. She's amazing.
Just a great band. We love those guys. Been a longtime favorites of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you can go to reignofz.com. Simple. We opened the show with Knight's Edge, knightsedgeband.com. We played a little Lou Lombardi. Go to loulombardimusic.com. We are going to close out on the way out the door here with Lipstick Generation. But a couple of things that we people that just kind of, you know, there's so many great singers out there from, and if you, depends, somebody mentioned Arthur Brown.
Yes, on here.
And that Arthur Brown, Giant Range as well. But, dude, we got to give a quick shout out to another few more honorable mentions. Jeff Scott Soto, Joe Lynn Turner, guys like that, Tony Harnell from TNT. These different guys that, John Corabi.
Yeah,
as another guy,
I always forget about him, and yeah, that sucks.
Really cover a lot as a pretty good range too. So, you know, this isn't a, let's like talk about every singer that we love, but there's a few I think that kind of, you know,
deserve
a little bit of a mention there in today's show. Lily, any parting shots? Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up today's show?
I would like everyone to listen to my show Thursday nights, Hot Licks with Lily 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rock Rage Radio. You can download the free app or just go to rockrageradio.com. And I will be heading to New York this weekend to see Kiss once again. And the New York State Fair is going to be showing Jackal on Saturday, so I'll be going live for that. So stay tuned.
You know, I ain't jacked my meat since my chain saw you.
OMG.
from the Lumberjack song, of course, by Jackal. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com is like the home base, but we're everywhere. If you, whatever platform you like, we're on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, in all the places. Special shout out to Rock Rage Radio and Classic 92.3. If you're listening on those platforms, let them know you love the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, because the more they know that you're digging what we're doing, you know, they'll help, they'll move us up, they give us better time slots and things like that. So we do, your support is really appreciated. If you love what we do, you want to throw us a freaking bone, go to patreon.com/Lou Lombardi. If you're following along on any of the other platforms, you're on our Podbean or Player FM, the show notes with the links and everything are all there to get all that stuff as well. We are going to mosey on over to our private group here in a minute, where the party is going to continue. We have a special show for you guys over there it's Lou Lombardi's Inner Circle, and the web to get in is, you want to go to loulombardirocks.com. And we are, something we did not mention today, because we're talking about singers and not guitar players, it is actually Dimebag Darrell's birthday. So we're going to be having a few drinks and celebrating Dimebag Darrell, celebrating his birthday over there. So you go to loulombardirocks.com. The conversation will continue, and you'll get to hear the real dirty jokes.
I did want to mention I will be on the Pennsylvania Rock Show Friday, August 30th. That's parockshow.com. So if you want to hear me talk about all things I know of rock and silliness, just go and watch that or listen to that.
And we have a shout out to Bill Damiano, who's a fellow podcast person in the rock space and music space, and from the Pittsburgh area as well. And Bill, you're a great guy. And before we get out, one more time, Wolf's Customs. I'm holding up the business card here. Wolf's Customs, they do custom finishes on guitars. You go to wolfscustoms.com. Thank you so much, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson, the owner, for being such a strong supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus over the years. He's a great guy, and him and Raven are just really cool people, and really appreciate your support. All right, guys, we are going to rock out of here with one last band. These guys are very interesting, okay? And I mean that in a good way. They are called Lipstick Generation. I heard them perform at the pre-show for Rockin' Pod 2 weeks ago in Nashville. Lipstick Generation is a, not only are they a band, they are a podcast. And they have offered to do a joint venture with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So we will be doing a joint podcast with those guys in the future. So you definitely want to, you know, stay tuned, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, for all that. All right, guys, this is Lipstick Generation. You guys have a great week, and go to LouLombardiRocks.com to continue all the joy and fun and excitement. And if you haven't hit that share button yet, what the hell are you waiting for? Share the bitch. All right, talk to you guys soon. Have a great one.
Oh,